Anderson, and now you has jazz. In today's program, we're playing the best of Blue Note Records. Blue Note Records is arguably the greatest of the independent jazz labels. Blue Note was founded in 1939 by a German expatriate and enthusiast. And his name? Alfred Lion. And he recorded the Sidney Bechet Quintet. This was one of the early recordings from that stable. Let's listen then to Sidney Bechet and the Quintet playing Summertime. Sidney Bechet Quintet playing Summertime. We leap forward a couple of years now, and Thelonious Monk was taken up by the label, and we're to hear Round About Midnight. Thelonious Monk, and I can remember him coming out to New Zealand with his fizz hat. And when Lion introduced Thelonious Monk in the 40s, the label switched direction and began recording bebop. Blue Note made progress through the 50s, employing one of the best engineers in the city, Rudy Van Gelder. Sonny Rollins is up next as we look at Blue Note Records. We'll be right back. we hear from Lee Morgan. He was typical of the artists of the 50s and 60s, and he's got a track called The Sidewinder. We'll be right back. There goes Lee Morgan and the Sidewinder. We finished today with some tracks, a song of my father we heard with Horace Silver. 20 years on, it's the most successful jazz arm of EMI and balances serious jazz releases with crossover money spinners such as this successful Norah Jones. She's got a cold, cold heart. And with Norah Jones, we bring you up to date with the story of Blue Note Records. Look in your store, you may find some. Till next week, I'll see you.